Blog Talk Radio.
Devils,
speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. This is a very important text. One of the reasons why I always mention this text, because it is so important to understanding where the apostasy of the church is going to come from. Amen. The apostasy is mentioning the fall away. Amen. The fall away of the church. The not believing of the church. Not all of the church, but some that are in the church, the Bible says, are going to stop believing in Christ as their Lord and Savior. So, and one of the main things that it speaks of is that they're going to depart from the faith. Notice in this scripture it says depart from the faith, meaning that these are going to be Christians that are in the church and going to depart from Jesus Christ as their Lord. Amen. How is this going to take place? The Bible says, talking about seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Seducing spirits. Amen. And doctrine of devils. Amen. Amen. So that you will know the two ways that this is going to happen is through the seducing of spirits and the doctrine of devils. Now, number one, the seducing of spirits is that he's talking about someone that's going to have a way with words. Amen. He or she is going to be an excellent speaker. One who can manipulate words, including God's words, to make them seem like, amen, that he is speaking the truth, amen. Only those that know the truth are going to escape these people. Let me read you something in verse in Romans chapter 16, starting at verse 19. It says, "For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf, and yet I would have you wise unto that is good and simple concerning evil." Amen. So Paul wants us wise. Why do he want us wise? Because he says in verse 17 and 18 of chapter 16, he said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them." Call them out. That's what marking. He's talking about mark them, call them out, them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine. He said, call them out contrary to the doctrine. Not talking about anything else but the doctrine. He's saying, ye have learned and avoid them. for they that are such serve not our God Jesus Christ, but their own belly, their own desires. The word belly comes from the Eucanarius philosophy, in that they thought that the belly was the sensual desire of human nature. Amen. So they fulfilling your belly is fulfilling your desires, whatever they may be. And he said, by good words, smooth words. He said, by smooth words and fair speeches. He's talking about smooth speeches. This man can speak real smooth. Amen. Deceive the heart of the simple, the pure, those that really, really are children of God and do not know the word of God. Hallelujah. He's going to deceive these people. Amen. I wanted to bring you to that attention. Amen. That's how he's going to seduce these people. Amen. Number two, he said the doctrine of devils. Amen. Number one, I gave you an excerpt of the definition of demon. Amen. Everybody want to think that this is speaking of a ghost entity or whatever they want to think, that some kind of monster, but this is not talking about that kind of figure. Amen. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Amen. Now, if you have to understand the word devils, the word devils is talking about, amen, amen, they put an English version, a demon. Now, the word demon is coming from the Greek word delmon, or delmonion, amen, which is the root word dio, amen. And this means to distribute fortunes or destinies, amen, to distribute fortunes or destinies. It this do not mean a monster. It do not mean a ghost, amen. Amen. To distribute fortunes, you have to be a smooth talker. Just what the word says. You're going to have to be a seducer. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, amen, he's going to give you, he's going to seduce you with these seducive words. Amen. And he's going to give you a doctrine of distributing fortunes, distributing money, the doctrine of prosperity. He's going to give it to you so that you can believe it and hope in it and destroy your mind. This is what it's talking about, how he's going to get you, how he's going to accomplish it. Amen. Verse 2 says, speaking lies. Now, we can tell just right off what this text is about. Amen. It's not about a ghost. It's not about, amen, a monster. He says, speaking lies. This is talking about someone who is preaching a doctrine of devils, a doctrine of prosperity, a doctrine of distributing fortunes, a doctrine of destinies. They're preaching it. There's no monster. There's no ghost, amen. There's no fables. There's no mythology. There's no fairy tales. This is talking about preaching a doctrine of false doctrine to be able to give someone false hope. Amen. Lies. Amen. Lies. Not the truth, but lies in hypocrisy. Amen. Hallelujah. Lies in hypocrisy. The word hypocrisy is an interesting word because it comes from hypocrite. Amen. And a lot of people think they know what these words mean. Amen. But if you look at hypocrisy in the Greek, amen, it's simply talking about one who is an actor. Amen. Oh, God. He or she can act real good, make you look like a fool, amen. So if you understand why that's a necessity to be able to act, amen, you have to be able to seduce someone, amen. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Acting is a part of being able seduce someone, to give yourself an outer appearance of something that you do not and will not perform. Amen. Oh, God. He said, by speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience sealed with a hot iron. Amen. Branded. He said, your conscience is going to be branded, amen. What is going to be branded with? Branded with a bunch of lies, amen, a bunch of fables, a bunch of myth, amen. Can I get a witness here? A bunch of false hope, amen. And once your mind gets branded with these things, again, it's going to be numb to the point, amen. Can I get a witness? That is about to rattle, amen. Nothing else can get in. Nothing else can be accepted, amen. Why? Because you have listened and it took a heed of all of these lies. Oh, God. You have took heed of all of these lies. So now, your conscience, your mind is branded with lies. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Paul gives us two examples of what they're going to be preaching. Amen. He gives us two examples of some of the preaching, amen, that they are going to be given. Number one, verse 3, he said, forbidding to marry. Oh, God. Forbidding to marry. Amen. Celibacy. They're going to be opting to tell everyone that celibacy is the right way to go, the godly way to go. Amen. But my understanding, in Genesis, it says that man should not be alone. Amen. When God looked upon man and he seen man alone and wondering, amen, amen, he did not want man alone, so he brought to him a woman, amen, not a man. He brought to him a woman, and therefore instituted marriage, amen. Can I get a witness here? If I ain't got a witness, amen, you need to go back to Genesis and read it, amen, and therefore God himself agreed upon marriage, amen. Can I get a witness here? If not, amen, we have a problem, amen. All of us are lies, amen. Shall I get a witness here? So these people are going to be saying that you need to forbid marriage. See, you need to be celibate, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Which will be a lie from hell. And it still is today because the papacy, amen, have took this to the head. Amen. Can I get a witness? This is one of the reasons that they have the problem that they have. Amen. Because it is against the will of God. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? And the second one is that, amen, it's a commanding to abstain from meats. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We know about this one, don't we? Amen. Many of us been around some people who said that God said for us not to eat this meat, amen, eat that meat, this meat was evil, this meat was dirty, this meat was unsanctified, this meat was unclean, amen. I have been around people, amen, who had claimed, amen, because he said, God said, this meat was unclean, amen, so we ought not eat it, amen. But God said that they're going to command to abstain from meats. The Bible says, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Meaning that you have to know the truth in order for you, amen, to understand whether or not this meat is clean or not, amen. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to give to you this next verse. The scripture said, for every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So no matter what put to your mouth, if it is sanctified with the word and through prayer, then it is good for you to eat. Amen. No matter what it is, it depends on you and what you want to sanctify. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're talking about the doctrine of devils and the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of the one that is talking and expressing these lies in the pulpit. Amen. Should I get a witness here? They are the demons. The demons are in the pulpit. Amen. Distributing fortunes. Distributing dynasties. You know, I never understood how a church of people, which is mostly mixed up of middle class and poor people, that give all their money to a preacher that preaching prosperity, amen, and yet they don't have anything. They making the preacher richer and making themselves poor. Amen. You can't get rich without capital. Capital makes capital. Can I get a witness here? No capital makes no capital. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me here. So don't allow somebody to say that they're going to make you rich and don't give you the means to become rich. Can I get a witness here? The doctrine of devils, this prosperity message, in which have seduced America, seduced God's bride, seduced the church, and made the church mind dull of hearing, or y'all ain't hearing me here, seared your conscience that you will be able to be numb, your mind configured, no longer can accept the truth, but the demeaning lies of the preacher. Can I get a witness here? The doctrine of devils, the hypocrisy is all over the church, inside out the church, over the church. We are eating it up, church, and now we are in the apostasy. The apostasy is here and now. We're failing God, church. We're failing our maker. We're failing those that are hearing us. We're failing those that are believing in these fables. We're failing those that are believing in this mythology. We're failing those people that want to hear God and have a good heart. Father, we just thank you today. We magnify your name, glorify you, that you may be able, Father, to correct somebody this morning. Give them the absolute truth, that they may turn from these wicked lies. They may turn from their inner demons. They may turn from these devils that speak this prosperity garbage, that speak this distributing fortune, that speak these distributing destinies unto thy people, unto thy church, unto thy love.